Morning Watch. Experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ. 3. Week 3. Enjoying the all-inclusive Christ as the good land. Our allotted portion. Tuesday. Related verses. Exodus 3 verse 8. And I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land to a good and spacious land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. John 1 verse 29. The next day he saw Jesus coming to him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." John 12, verse 24. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone, but if it dies, it bears much fruit. Psalm 119, verses 105 and 130. Verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Verse 130. The opening of your words gives light, imparting understanding to the simple. John 1 verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. John 8 verse 12. Again, therefore, Jesus spoke to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall by no means walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." John 9 verse 5. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Philippians 2 verse 15. That you may be blameless and guileless, children of God without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and perverted generation, among whom you shine as luminaries in the world. 1 Peter 2 verse 9. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people acquired for a possession, so that you may tell out the virtues of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Revelation 1 verse 20. The mystery of the seven stars, which you saw upon my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the messengers of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches. Related reading. Milk is produced by cattle that feed on grass, and honey is made by bees from the nectar of flowers. Therefore, milk and honey signify the riches of Christ, which come from the two aspects of his life: his redeeming life, typified by the animal life in John 1 verse 29, and his generating life, typified by the vegetable life in 12 verse 24. The all-inclusive Christ is exceedingly rich for our enjoyment. Whenever we come to the Lord's table to enjoy Christ as the all-inclusive one, in our experience, we are in the good land enjoying the riches of the land. This means that the good land has become a table, a feast for our enjoyment. At this table, this feast, we are satisfied and God is satisfied also. If we see this, we will realize that to enter into the good land is to come to the Lord's table. The table is a feast for our enjoyment. It is crucial for us to understand that to come to the table is to enjoy Christ as the good land. In Colossians 1 verse 12, Paul says that the Father has qualified us for a share of the allotted portion of the saints in the light. Many may read this verse without paying attention to the phrase "in the light." Christ, our portion, is to be enjoyed by us in the light. In John 8 verse 12, the Lord Jesus said that he is the light of the world, and that whoever follows him will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. 1 John 1 verse 5 says that God is light. He alone is the source of light. The Word of God, Christ, the life of Christ, the believers, and the church can all be light because they have God as their source. Psalm 119 verse 105 says that the Word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And 119 verse 130 says that the opening of God's words gives light. The Word of God is light because it contains God. If the Bible did not contain God, the words of the Bible could not enlighten us. The source of the Bible is God, and God is light. Therefore, the words of the Bible are the shining of light. In John 9 verse 5, the Lord Jesus said, "While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." God and Christ are one. Since God is light, Christ also is light. Christ is the light of the world in a very definite way. The world in John 9 verse 5 denotes society, mankind. Thus, Christ is the light, not just in a general way, but in a definite way, as the light of society, of mankind. The life of Christ is also light. When we receive Christ as life, this life becomes light in us, shining upon us and enlightening us from within. Those who believe in Christ are also the light. Speaking of the believers, the Lord Jesus said, "You are the light of the world." Matthew 5 verse 14. In Philippians 2 verse 15, Paul says that the believers shine as luminaries in the world. A luminary does not have light in itself. It reflects light that comes from another source. The believers are luminaries. In ourselves, we have no light. The light comes from the oil, the Spirit, burning within us. The source of our light is not ourselves, but Christ as the Spirit. In Revelation 1 verse 20, we see that the church is a lampstand, a stand that holds and supports a burning lamp. The lamp is Christ with God in Him as light. In the universe, there is one light, God Himself. The triune God is the unique light.